Yeah. Everyone remembers the story with the egg? Remember the story with the egg? Mm-hmm. You weren't here Thursday? The story with the egg, that he chose an egg and he ate it all with excitement and everything. Because his mother commanded him to eat an egg. So after the next story is, as long as, all the time, the whole period of time that he was living in Katamon, he really wanted to live really here in the Masharim. Why? Because that's where the big breast of Shul was. They built already the big breast of Shul. Yeah? And slowly, slowly, people started leaving from Katamon towards here in Masharim. Yeah. To live near the big breast of Shul, which was being built by Rabbi Yehoshua Rujin, his son of Kanan. And who was the head of all of it? Of course, David Yitzchak Bender. He was the head of building the shul. So once he was able to, he left Shmuel, left the Katamon to live in the Mea Shari. The day before he left Katamon, Rabbi Yonah Level died. He was one of his best friends. What his name is? Kivan Shabbi Shmuel Yogi. And when Rabbi Yonah Level died, so then there was a free seat in the corner downstairs, and it was downstairs with the downstairs Beis Medrash and the other shul. Rav Shmuel sat on Yonah's seat. So Gimel Nisan, Tavshin Chaf Aleph, 1951. Rav Shmuel packed up his little belongings and moved his family to live in a little alleyway behind the shul.
Chaf
Aleph.
61.
Not 61. Ah, oh, you're right. Yeah. 61? 61.
1961.
61. Yeah.
Good year.
Yeah, one. That's when you were born?
Oh.
Before that?
Tavshin Zayin.
Tavshin Zayin?
Yeah.
Before the state, even. You're older than the state.
My first passport was British Commander of Palestine.
You were born here?
Yeah.
And then your parents moved?
Mm-hmm.
And how many years? That's why Hebrew is so good. You spoke Hebrew at home?
Mm-hmm.
You guys spoke Hebrew at home?
Yeah.
And where'd they live?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
It is a pretty hilly place.
Yes? Yeah. That's right, isn't it? Yeah. That's in Philadelphia?
There's a story 2 years ago, somebody looked at him and he shot him.
What?
The
Dingles
are no better.
A lot of crime over there?
Yeah. And then,
your parents moved back?
Ima.
Yeah. So? Yeah, so he lived. Rav Shmuel moved to this little alley of Mea Shearim behind the shul, Rechov Chanan 10, right next to his cousin, Rav Eliashiv. Their cousin, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shmuel Shapir.
Shimon
Bar Shem Shapir. What? Shimon Bar Shem Shapir. Eventually, Shimon. Ah, Shem Shapir, right. He lives in Rav Shmuel's house, right? It's Shem. בתקופת מאה שערים, משתחלת המון מאוד כמותו. And he grew even more, of course, when he lived over there. עם שמועה, when he first moved to מאה שערים, he did everything he can to hide himself, and no one will know how great he is, and how much his work is, and he won't have to fight this, cover the suffering that he had. He used to try to hide his prayers, to daven silently. It's such a fire is silent. But he couldn't, because he was all burning, but still he didn't want to make it. Yeah. Even Sefirat HaOmer, people say that even though he was screaming, but he tried to a little bit less, people won't realize. You could see that he's holding it in. You can notice when you were looking at him. Maya Boy Baro, very fast, very fast. It was clear to everyone that he can't really hide who he is. Let's see why. So Shmuel, by the way, moved to that apartment and lived there till the last day. His whole life he lived in that living. From 1961 until Tavshin Mem. 89. Okay.
Almost 30 years.
And his wife continued living there. I think. Yeah. Shmuel had a very strong connection with Rav Avraham Shternantz, who was the great grandson of Rabbi Natan.
He was still alive then.
Then he was still alive. Yeah. He was a very old man. Yeah.
He was very
old. Rav
Avraham
No. I don't know where
he's going. He got mine to go to almost all the time.
Rav Avraham Shternantz, he came from the Ukraine. He was born Chav Gimel Nisan, Tafresh Chav Bet, which is 160 years ago, 162 years ago. He was born in Brestev in the Ukraine. Right? His family, his father was Naftali Yir Shternatz, which is the son of Rav Shachna, the son of Rav Nassim. Yeah? Yeah? And his mother was Marat Vora. She was the daughter of the Rav of Cheri. Yeah. So when he was 4 years old, when he was 4 years old, his father started learning with him of Rav Avraham Shternantz, Breslov Sfarim. Also, he used to take him every year, already from 4 years old, he'd take him to the kibbutz in Rosh Hashanah. And Numan. And for 70 years, he used to go to the kibbutz in
70?
Yeah.
And Numan.
His father was the grandson of Rabbi Nathan.
This is Rabbi Nathan writes when he was alive, he would go every Rosh Chodesh to Numan.
What?
We're not going to go everywhere. Oh, there's a woman.
Yeah.
Tickets were cheaper now.
They were. Once, when I went to Uman, one of them snagged him with a breast that threw a stone on his head. And he had blood coming out. His father saw the blood and he's still a little excited. Told his son, this blood is the blood, the covenant between you and Rabbeinu forever. Yeah. That saying of his father, he took with him his whole life. So, I'll finish over here. Tomorrow we speak a little bit about Rav Avraham Shternantz.